Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody ain't experienced that song. That's why I'm dedicating this to Sister Evangelist Renee. We know what it is to go through it. We know what it is to be brought from the bottom to the top. We know what it is to get healed. Hey, I never made it. I never made it.
Testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wise.
Wiser now.
I'm better.
I'm better.
Much better.
Much better.
When I look back over what he brought me through.
Yes, sir.
I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to.
Lord, I had you to hold on to.
Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I mean, is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would. never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you come on, baby. Never would have made it. Never could have made it. It one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody stay with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh,
oh, oh. Hallelujah. Never would have made it without the Lord. And I'm the first to tell you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. Amen. Look at Evangelist Renee. Got a yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Never
could have made it. Amen. Without you,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
I would have lost my mind. I would have gave up. But you were right there. Thank
right
you,
there.
Jesus. Right there. Hallelujah.
Well, this is Thankful Thursday. So happy. Thank you so much for chiming in, Evangelist Renee. But while I got you in there, why don't you go and give us a word of prayer? Hallelujah. Thank you.
Okay. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this afternoon, dear Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for blessing us, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Dear Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. We ask that you'll bless the sick and the shut-in and the bereaved families. We ask that you'll be a fence around Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bell, Evangelist Ursula, as they bring the word to us. Let our minds be open to receive this word, to understand this word. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all your many blessings. You're just so good. Thank you, Lord, for everything, from the biggest to the smallest, to things that we might not even think about, things we just take for granted. Dear Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings, because without you, there would be no blessings. But we thank you, dear Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Hey, listen, folks. Today is Thankful Thursday. So If you have a scripture or anything you want to be thankful for, we're going to open it up right now in the name of Jesus. Just press one and we'll let you in. And right now, hallelujah. Thankful. Thankful Thursday.
Am I still open?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be the first. I am so thankful. The Lord, he is just so good. That storm we had last Thursday, I didn't know. We were probably 30 minutes from the house when it came over the radio that a tornado had been spotted. And my son looked at me and like, okay, what do we do? I'm like, I don't know. We're going to pray and we're gonna go home. So that's what we did. We made it home. Soon as we got home, got in the house, he was looking out the back door and a big old tree just toppled. Then the power went out. But I was always told if it was a tornado to go in between two walls. So that's what I did. I was looking mighty special, but I didn't care. I was doing what I was told, what I was taught. And the Lord, he's a protector. He protected us. He protects you from all hurt, harm, and danger. And that was danger. I mean, we end up throwing away food, but it's okay. It's okay. God be the glory. We are safe. We had to leave the house because no electric. I wanted to stay, but there was just no way I could stay. So I thank the Lord for being a provider, for having us a spot that we could go to and stay for almost a week. And there was, you know, the person that we were staying with, they were more than happy to let us stay with them as the electric, it took a week for the electric to come back on. But I thank the Lord for keeping us, because I didn't know what to do. We was a little ways from the house, and what do you do if you out there and a tornado is coming? Pray. You pray to your Father. Pray for his traveling mercies. Lord, let us get somewhere safe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us get somewhere safe. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He allowed us to get somewhere safe. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. It's because of his grace and his mercy. And I've never, like I said, I've never been in a tornado, so I didn't know what to expect. But I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for keeping us from danger seen and unseen.
Hallelujah.
Just thank him. I could be on this phone all night talking about I thank him. I thank him for his healing powers. I mean, he's just so awesome. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on, but to God be the glory, because he's a healer, and he's going to heal my body up. I'm claiming that in Christ Jesus' name, because he is a healer, and he will heal my body.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Okay, it's Thankful Thursday. We have another one. And thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, and also thank you for the prayer. And you know, the Lord had me to play that song and dedicate it to you. You know, you never would have made it. You got to know that. You got to experience that, what that means. You never would have made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. That's just a powerful song. I never would have made it. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but I never would have made it if it had not been for the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Press 1. Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Powerful. Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Anyone else?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen.
Good afternoon.
I heard that powerful testimony. I got in on part of it. And I just thank God that God hears and answers prayer. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm also thankful for the scriptures that we have been going over in Galatians. It just makes it so much plainer to me, amen, that we're no longer under that law, that old way. And I'm reminded that we're new now, and we're in a new way, and that we are to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Pastor has been teaching that, and you know, I just thank God because now that I know, my testimony is that I was being stubborn and God just kept showing me that you need to come out of the building that was then. God wanted to do a new thing with me and I was still being stubborn. I tell you, I was like, nah. I'm not hearing that right. I'm not hearing that right. And so I got in a position that I ain't had no choice but to let the building go. Because, yes, he will. Because as my children got older, they started going, visiting other places, grandchildren going other places, and joining other churches, and then it was just down to maybe four or five of us, and I was like, oh, Lord, I said, I can't burden everybody else because of something I want to do, and it was trying to hold on, and my sister, she can, witness that. I kept trying to hold on, and God kept trying to let me know to let it go, and I'm trying to hold on. Oh, my Lord, finally got to the place that we had some different neighbors, because it was like a storefront, and one side was a store, and then we had the other side. Well, when these other people moved in, our electric bill went up, our gas bill went up, our water bill went up, and so when I told the landlord about it, he said, oh, it's nothing, and so he never did anything about it, because he could have put a wall up to keep them from coming into our part, but he never did that. So I called the gas company, and I said, well, our electric bill is high, and we're only in the building twice a week. And they went on giving me this long, y'all know how they do. And I kept saying, oh. See, that was the Lord working on me then, but stubborn me, still trying to hold on. I was still working. And so, of course, I was handling it as much as I could, but it got unbearable. And so, finally, it just was too much. And I just had to let go. I told those who was with me, I said, it's not fair for me to ask y'all to help pay these bills. That's just not fair. So I said, we're going to have to let this building go. And so they say, you sure? I said, yeah. I said, I am sure. So since we let the building go, then I tried to figure out, okay, now, Lord, I'm out of this building. Now What am I do? So we visit different places. We thought about joining different places, but spirit wasn't there. It's like the Lord was saying, "No, this is not what I want you to do." And so I said, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do. So pastor had came to Ohio. He did this seminar on repositioning. And we went to that. And then and I was telling pastor about it. I said, well, pastor, I said, I don't know what to do so that we can keep, you know, staying in the word. And he gave me the number that he used. And at that time, it was the instant conference number. And so I said, okay. And so he walked me through it and everything. And so we start doing that. And ever since then, we have continued because we have family members is out of town. And this way, we were still able to get the word out, you know. They could just call in like we do. That's our sister number. Call in and still have service. And so I thank God for that. But like I say, God had a plan for me, and I was being stubborn. I was being stubborn. So it took all of that for God to get my attention to let me know that he wanted me in his sanctuary. And I said, right. Oh, my Lord. And then when we read that in Hebrews, I said, oh, okay, yes. Lord. Okay, Lord. So I just thank God for the word at noon and also his word as he speaks to me even after we're off the air. God will speak to your heart. And it's up to you to listen. When God speaks to you, he doesn't speak in a harsh voice. His voice is so sweet, and those of you who had the Lord and know it's the Lord speaking to you, you can witness that God's voice is sweet. His voice is so soft that makes you question, is that really you, Lord? And it be the Lord. So continue in the word of God, continue to listen, and allow God to direct your path because he won't steer you wrong. And no, we're not under that law. We're under God's grace, God's mercy. And so I just thank God for that.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pat. Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
God bless.
Yes. Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. You know, you never would have made it without him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. It's so important. That word just come alive. You know, when we study it, I tell you, it's just like, you'd be like, okay, here it is. Amen. I'm just thankful for the word. Thankful.
Powerful. Do we have another one? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We just bind up anything that would hinder this broadcast. We just bind it in the name of Jesus. Anyone that likes to speak a word. Father God, I thank you that we can speak. We're free to speak. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Free.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name.
There's so much to cover. I didn't want to go back into the lesson if somebody else had a testimony. All right. Well, hey, there was something that we were talking about yesterday. I want to kind of pick up on that before we go further. And that was over there in Galatians 3. And verses 11, And I'm going to say this because it's so important. It's so, and I'm always testifying. I want y'all to know that right now. See, that's how you overcome the devil. You start confessing those things that, you know, that Satan try to hold you bound to. It doesn't matter what it is. You're going to confess it right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, because you're free. Don't let that little bitty thing hold you in bondage. You're free. Hallelujah. But anyway, in Galatians 3, in verses 11, I think it's all going to be, in verses 11, and I kind of want to go back to, but we'll do Galatians 3 and verse 11.
Yes, Pastor, Galatians 3, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident for the just shall live by faith. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. The obvious impossibility of carrying out such a moral program should make it plain that no one can sustain a relationship with God that way. The person who lives in right relationship with God by embracing what God arranges for him, doing things for God, is the opposite of entering into what God does for you. Habakkuk had it right. The person who believes God is set right by God, and that's the real life. Rule keeping does not naturally evolve into living by faith, but only perpetuates itself in more and more rule keeping. A fact observed in Scripture, the one who does these things, rule keeping, continues to live by them. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, justification by faith without the law, that's the way it has to be. Justification by faith without the law. It was 430 years before the law came and Abraham was living by faith. Well, that's what God wanted. And I'm going to camp out there for a moment because over there in Galatians 2 and verse 16, Galatians 2, verse 16.
Yes, Pastor, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen, amen.
Amen. Galatians 2:16. Convinced that no human being can please God by self-improvement, we believe in Jesus as the Messiah so that we might be set right by trusting in the Messiah, not by trying to be good. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, let me tell you this, too, because that 17th verse says, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, see, a lot of times folks seek to be justified by Christ because they're practicing the law. He said, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid, absolutely not. You're not preaching about no sin. That ain't what Christ's ministry is about. It ain't about sin, what all you did. His ministry is about faith in Christ.
Yeah.
So, let's look at some other scriptures here today. Let's look at Romans 1 verses 16-17. See, very few religious folks know this scripture and know these scriptures that I'm sharing with you today. Religious people won't teach this. They don't understand it. They're blind to it. Because they think they justified or made right by what they do, by going to the building. They think that makes them right when they give their tithe. That don't make you right. Justified to make right. You're only right in Christ. But go ahead, read that for us, please.
Yes, Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen, amen.
Praise God. From the Message Bible, it's the news. I am proud to proclaim this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts him, starting with Jews and then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right shows up in the act of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God by trusting him really lives. Amen.
So trying to be right with God or justified by your own effort doesn't get it, doesn't cut the mustard, it doesn't work. So close up that book that you've been reading out of to tell you you got to do this and you got to do that, and open up the book of faith and say, Lord, you know, I'm going to do it day by day, because I know that my faith is in your word. I'm trusting your word. That's what God wants, brother.
Yeah.
So he wants us to trust that word, because, see, God is a promise-keeping God. That's what he does. He specializes in keeping his promises.
Yeah.
So when we read Galatians 3, verse 18-19, let's read that.
Yes, Pastor, Galatians 3:18-19. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore the servant, the law, it was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the land of the mediator. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Reading for the Message Bible. What is the point, then, of the law? The attached addendum. It was a thoughtful addition to the original covenant promises made to Abraham. The purpose of the law was to keep a sinful people in the way of salvation until Christ, the descendant, came. Inheriting the promises and distributing them to us. Obviously, this law was not a first-hand encounter with God. It was arranged by angelic messengers through a middleman, Moses. Amen. Oh, I
said
I should read a little bit further, huh?
What'd you say?
I was trying to see if I needed to read a little further, but I think that's it, because the next verse is in the 20th verse.
Yeah, because, you know, what the literal translation of this question in Galatians 3 and 19 would simply be, why then the law? Why we got the law? So we're going to talk about that, because the law was added because of transgression. It was added to what? Mm-hmm. The verb added indicate that the law was added to something. And Paul gave the answer to this question because of what mm-hmm. he had said in the first part of Galatians 3. So in Galatians 3, verses 6 and 8, Paul states that all of us, Old Testament saints and New Testament saints, are saved by grace and not by law. Doesn't matter who you are, it had to be grace. It wasn't the law.
Yeah.
The law can't save you. So, so we're saved by grace, okay, and not by the law. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So make notes of that over there in Galatians 3, 7, and 8. The Abrahamic covenant and promise of God were first. That was first. Before you had the law. Let me say that again, because somebody might have missed that. You didn't have the law first, man. You had faith first. Abraham believed God. Abraham was here before the law was, before God implemented the law. 430 years before they implemented the law, Abraham was walking by faith, and everybody alone was walking by faith. So the law was added to the Abrahamic covenant. So Paul said that Abraham, that the covenant of promise may be to Abraham tenet and the law by 430 years. So God gave Abraham to his descendants a way of salvation.
Yeah.
It was the way of salvation. Man had gotten so rude, untamable. Man was out there big time. So God said, you know what? I need to get him a guideline. I need to get him something to go by. Because if they don't, all of them going, boom, go clean out of salvation. You heard about Sodom and Gomorrah? Look how the world had gotten, man. Sort of like it is today. You ain't got no guideline. Look at it. Men's with men's. Women's with women. The President of the United States is have demonstrated the lowest scum on the face of the earth. That's a quote. That ain't me. They say he ain't fit to be president. Here you got four cases. And some folks say if there had been a black man, he'd been gone. He'd been in prison. He'd been behind the walls right now. For just the things that he'd been accused of. He started the riot in January the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Here he having, he paid for sex with the money that he got from the campaign with Daniel. Yeah, the man had been accused of this stuff. Then in Georgia, they got him accused of racketeering. They tied all these folks into racketeering. Listen, brothers and sisters, when I think about America, how far she went to the, I don't know, should I say to the right or to the left? But anyway, she done got off of her focus. America have forgotten about who she is and what she is. In God we trust, not Trump.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
And here we have people that want to make right wrong and make wrong right based on your skin color.
Amen.
That ain't right. So we need to put people back in, they need to go back to the Constitution and put these people in line. Here you voted come on, people. You voted that men and men can get married and women can get married when the Book of Romans totally kick against that. Doing unseemly things.
Amen.
Yeah. But they're making laws so they can do what they want to do, getting away from God totally because they love the law so much. They know if they can make a law, not to have So that's why God did that. God made a promise, and he kept it. So when you see in 18, the law was added to the covenant of promise of God, and underline these two words over there in Galatians 3 and 19, until the seed should come. Not seeds, but until the seed should come. That's not money. Hello, that's not money. I know you're used to hearing them talking about sowing seed. This, now, the seed is the word of God. And back in the Old Testament, seed was seed for the crop, really. And that's a whole other story there. But anyway, maybe one day we'll get into that. Because you rather have seed than money. Now, I know that just went over somebody's head. But trust me, if I had land and a seed, I'd rather have a seed. So I can plant that seed, get me a crop, and then turn around and go sell it. But if I got money, I can't plant it. The best I can do is put it on the stock market and gamble with it. Hope that some kind of way it'll reproduce itself. You see? But seed is to go in the ground, brothers and sisters. Money, you don't put no money in the ground. Read the Bible. Put no money in the ground. Folks, I'm out there, seed. Sow a seed. No, seed is designed to go in the ground.
Yep.
God said, no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. So Paul states the fact in that 11th verse. So the fact is this, and he quoted it in the Habakkuk 2:4, like Pastor said, the just shall live by his faith.
Amen.
So why do God give us the law? The law was given that we might see how sinful sin is. The law is kind of like a plumb line. I don't know if you guys know what a plumb line is, but in construction, they drop that plumb line that it may see how uneven or how unlevel. But the plumb line is designed, like for instance, say we had to measure up to Christ, for instance. The law would never do that, see? The plumb line would never make nobody straight, but it'll prove you crooked.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah, no, I'm right. I got some paper now. I got some receipts over there in Amos 7, in the book of Amos 7, chapter 7 and 8 verse, and also Isaiah 28:17. But read Amos, because I want you to see. That's what the plumb line does. That's what the law does. It shows you where you're off base. It shows you where you're not. It shows you how crooked you are. So you need that so you'll know that you need grace, because the law won't do it. It won't get you straight. It won't fix that what's broke. It only going to show you. So they rather practice the law than to live under grace.
And mercy. Help us out.
Yes, Pastor, what was the scripture in Amos that you wanted me to read?
That, what did I say? 7? 7 and 8.
One moment, please. Amos 1, 7 and 8. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the places thereof. And I will cut off the inhabitant from Asar, and him that holdeth the spectrum from Ascalon, and I will turn my hand against Akron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God.
I'm sorry. Maybe I talked too fast. I apologize to everybody. It's Amos 7, 7 chapter, verse 7 and verse 8.
Okay, thank you.
Amos 7, chapter 7, verse 8.
Yes. Amos 7.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
7 and 8. Thus he showed me and beheld the Lord stood upon the wall made by the plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
In
the message, Bible, God showed me this vision. My master was standing beside a wall. In his hand, he held a plumb line. God said to me, what do you see, Amos? I said, a plumb line. Then my master said, what I've done. I've hung a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I've spared them for the last time. This is it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that was a hard word. That was a hard word. Yeah. His people were doing some of everything, and God was letting them get away with it. He was just letting them get away with it, letting them get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, say, come here, Amos. Come here, I'm going to show you something. What do you see? I'm asking you, Amos. Mm-hmm. What do you see, Amos? He said, oh, that's a plumb line. Then the Lord said, okay. Here's what's going to happen going forward. I'm going to set this plumb line. See, when you understand the purpose of the plumb line, then you're going to understand what God was doing here with his people. Because Israel really had gotten way off base.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get a witness. I said he had gotten way off base. And so there was no way to get them back because God was allowing that to go on. Now, I want to tell y'all something. Pray that God don't drop a plumb line on you. You don't want to have to deal with that.
Amen.
Amen.
See, because a line is directed to the center of gravity of the earth. And it's a vertical line, okay? It's something that's going to make you stand up straight, okay?
Amen.
Yeah.
So if you think it's going to be something different, no. It is exactly what it says. It's a plumb line. And what that do, if you want to see something straight, put it right against that line. And I promise you, it's going to be level. It's going to be straight. And so God said, okay, y'all doing this, you're doing that. Amos, let them know. That's over now. That's over. Mm-hmm. We ain't doing that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going, all of Israel going to have to line up. But here's the thing with us, brothers and sisters. God knew they couldn't do it. They needed grace. They needed Christ.
Yeah.
I can't teach you the law without teaching you about grace. So God said, you know what? I'm going to give you grace, though. I'm going to give you grace. That's my unmerited favor. Because you sure can't line up. The only way you're going to be able to line up is in Christ. That's it right there.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Because you can keep on trying to do it. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Oh, Lord. But I guarantee you get in Christ and you'll find yourself lining up.
Yeah.
Everything is in Christ. Everything is in Christ. Yes. So the old is passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're new now.
Thank you.
Yes. Christ became your advocate. Christ became your righteousness. See, that was the plumb line God dropped, but man couldn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on the line up straight, you got to get in Christ. Uh-oh. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Yeah. If you want to line up straight, you got to get in Christ. That's the only way it can be done. But... So I'm thankful.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But anybody else?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Well, I shall appreciate you guys. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the